it's a Good Friday. And what is good about Good Friday? And we know Good Friday is a day, is a dark day for Christianity. But we know after 3 days, our Savior who went to the cross and he has died. And now he sat at the right hand of our God. He has risen from the dead. And now we celebrate the fact that he went on the cross to bear our sins, and we know that our sins are forgiven. Our sins now are not on our shoulders. He has taken away. And this is what we celebrate. We will read Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, and I am not silent. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. And you, our fathers, put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. May you enjoy this day, the service, and may the Lord bless you as you celebrate and you remember the sacrifice that he has done on the cross for you and me.
From the hands it came down, from the side it came down, from the feet it came down, and ran to the ground. Between heaven and hell, a teardrop fell, in the deep crimson dew, the tree of life grew. And the blood gave life to the branches of the tree, and the blood was the price that set the captives free. And the numbers that came through the fire and the blood clung to the tree and were redeemed by the blood. From the tree streamed a light that started the fight. Round the tree grew a vine on whose fruit I could dine. My old friend Lucifer came, fought to keep me in chains, but I saw through the tricks of 666. And the blood gave life to the branches of the tree, and the blood was the price that set the captives free. And the numbers that came through the fire and the blood clung to the tree and were redeemed by the blood. From the tree streamed a light that started the fire. The tree grew a vine on whose fruit I could dine. My old friend Lucifer came, fought to keep me in chains, but I saw through the tricks of 666. And the blood gave life to the branches of the tree, and the blood was the price. Set the captives free, and the numbers that came through the fire and the blood clung to the tree and were redeemed by the blood. From his hands it came down, from his side it came down, from his feet it came down, and ran to the ground. And a small inner voice said, you do have a choice. The vine engrafted me, and I clung to the tree. And the blood gave life to the branches of the tree, and the blood was the price that set the captives free, and the number that came through the fire and the flood clung to the tree and were redeemed by the blood. From the hands it came down, from the side it came down, from the feet it came down, and ran to the ground. Between heaven and hell, a teardrop fell, in the deep crimson dew, the tree of life grew. The blood gave life to the branches of the tree, and the blood was the price that set the captives free, and the numbers that came through the fire and the blood clung to the tree and were redeemed by the blood.
Amen. Ordained every breath we take, in pleasure or pain, there is no mistake. Gladness and grief, both are in your hands, and suffering's brief, carry out your plan. And our fleeting sorrows will yield an endless prize, when some bright tomorrow we'll see you with our eyes.
Upon grace flows down, and grace upon grace flows down through the precious blood of Christ.
Father of lights, giver of all grace, your mercy's crown our lives all our days. River of life, quench our thirsty souls, for no true delight does your love withhold. And in every season we are satisfied, for just one reason, Christ was crucified. Comes to us freely, so freely. All good gifts, every good thing comes to us freely, so freely. Through the precious blood, through the precious blood. And grace upon grace flows down, flows down. And grace upon grace flows down through the precious blood of Christ. All the gifts, every good thing comes to us freely, so freely. All the gifts, every good thing comes to us freely, so freely. Precious blood, through the precious blood. Father of lights, giver of all grace, your mercy's crown our lives are made. River of life, quench our thirsty soul, for no true delight does your love withhold. And in every season we are satisfied, for just one reason, Christ was crucified. And grace upon grace flows down,
the mystery of the cross I cannot comprehend. The agonies of Calvary, you, the perfect Holy One, crushed your Son, who drank the bitter cup reserved for me. Your blood has washed away my sin. Jesus, thank you. The Father's wrath is completely satisfied. Jesus, thank you. Once your enemy, now seated at your table. Jesus, thank you. Sacrifice, I've been brought near. Your enemy, you made your friend. Pouring out the riches of your glorious grace, your mercy and your kindness know no end. Your blood has washed away my sin. Jesus, thank you. The Father's wrath completely satisfied. Jesus, thank you. Once your enemy, now seated at your table. Jesus, thank you. Father's wrath completely satisfied. Jesus, thank you. Once your enemy, now seated at your table. Jesus, thank you.
Amen.
Face to face in all his glory, I
shall see him by and by. What rejoicing in his presence when our banished grief and pain, when the crooked ways are straightened and the dark things shall be plain. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory I shall see him by and by. Face to face, oh blissful moment, face to face to see and know. Face to face with my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so.
Amen.
Here. 3:11. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Please let's all rise.
Scripture reading tonight is from the Gospel of Matthew 27, verses 11 to 50. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with their scribes and elders mocked him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, for if he desires him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "This man is calling Elijah." And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Father, we thank you for this, your word that you've provided to us, faithfully recorded, which tells us of the goodness that you have for us. We thank you for this. Amen.
Number 314, 314. 314, wondrous love is this. Please let's all rise. 314.
Love is it, oh my. If you have your Bibles with you, please join me as we consider the words of Isaiah the prophet found in Isaiah 53. That is Isaiah 53, verse 6. For Isaiah says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. We are gathered here this evening, saints and friends, to consider the death of the risen Christ, the one who bore all our sins on the cross, paying the just penalty that we deserve. Most of us are familiar with this event, having heard of it growing up and through movies like The Greatest Story Ever Told and The Passion of the Christ. Year after year and around this time, we hear the old familiar story that Christ died for our sins. But has this truth become over-familiar for us? Have we heard it so much that it no longer grips our hearts and warms our souls? Is it merely Christianity 101? Let us stop for a moment and consider this Jesus. This Jesus who was pleased to leave his heavenly home to enter this world in the form of a helpless baby, only to be hunted by Herod. This Jesus who came down from being in the presence of his Father, only to be despised here on earth. What love and what compassion is this, that God would willingly subject himself to his own creation? Now, let us consider ourselves. Let us not look to our neighbor as we're so prone to do, but at our own hearts. Do we like what we see? Can we sincerely say that when we look to our own hearts that we like what we see? Have we not all gone astray, turning each to our own way? Do we not scoff at God as we try to build our own little kingdoms? Do we not mock God every time we choose what pleases us over what pleases Him? Saints, believers, this is for you. Consider your Lord. Consider your Lord that He paid for you, not with silver or gold, but with His own precious blood. Consider that He willingly took on the wrath of God so that He can bring us safely into His Father's kingdom. Consider that while we were His enemies, He loved us and still loves us despite our failings. With a crown of thorns laid upon His head and being stripped of His own clothing, Jesus has laid upon you a crown of glory, clothing you with salvation. Isn't that wonderful? Therefore, considering this truth, considering this glory, don't be content with sin. Don't be content with sin. Rather, hate the sin that placed them there. And love the righteousness that has been imputed to you. Love the righteousness imputed to you. And friend, if you are here today and you do not know Jesus as your Savior, I appeal to you, we the church appeal to you, to believe in Him, to put your trust in Him. Why? Because a judgment is coming. Because a judgment is coming and all your achievements will be lost. All of them. They'll mean nothing on that day. A judgment is coming and you'll have to pay for every evil thought and deed committed against a holy God. That means everything. Every little thing that you have ever done and ever thought that was wrong must be paid for. How will this be paid? Friend, it will be paid by you spending an eternity in hell. This is not a joke. Hell is not a metaphor. It is real. Perhaps what was just said offends you. And if it does, I would like you to consider this. That in your sin, in your sinful state, as you are right now, apart from Christ, you offend God more than God offends you. I'm going to say that one more time. That in your sin, friend, you offend God more than God offends you. And yet, rather than walking away from you, God walks towards you. Rather than walking away from you, God walks towards you by the way of His Son. His same Son who found your sins so offensive and so repulsive that He was willing to pay the penalty for them on the cross. Why would He do this? He did all this to bring you into a right relationship with His Father. Let this sink into your heart. Even for you, Christian, let this cultivate in your heart. Let this clutch every fiber of your being. That God Almighty, Creator of the universe, has offered His Son so that He can shower you in His love. Therefore, friend, turn away from the world. Turn away from the world and its ways. And turn with us, the church, towards Jesus, the risen Savior. Apart from whom there is no salvation. Buddha won't save you. Muhammad won't save you. Krishna won't save you. And your own deeds will not save you. The only one who can save you is the sinless God-man, Christ Jesus the Lord, who lived in perfect obedience and who took on the sins of the world, offering the Father's forgiveness to all those who would place their trust in Him. I'll say that one more time. The only one who could save you is the sinless God-man, perfectly God, perfectly man, Christ Jesus the Lord, who lived in perfect obedience to the Father and who took on the sins of the world, offering the Father's forgiveness to all those who would place their trust in Him. Friend, all that this world has to offer you is death. Look around you. Consider the world and its ways. Consider the world and its various sicknesses. Consider the world and its violence. Consider the world and its famines and its evils. Then look to Christ who conquered death, bearing our iniquities, and who offers us eternal life. Which will you choose? Eternal life or eternal damnation? Christ in His all-consuming love, or the world? Saints and friends alike, do you hear the tender call? Do you hear the tender mercy of Christ Jesus the Lord? The Christ who suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring us to God. Do you hear Him? And do you know Him? Let us pray. Father, we thank You for Your Son, Christ Jesus, who has brought us eternal life. Father, we are grateful to You because You are so compassionate. You are long-suffering and patient with us. Father, we pray that as the church, as saints, that we would hold steadfast to Your covenant love, that we will live lives of true repentance, that we will mourn over our sins, and that we will rejoice in our salvation. Father, we also pray for those who do not believe, and maybe they're here this evening. And we pray, Father, that You will make Your glory known. We pray, Father, that You will pour their spirit, Your Spirit upon them, and that they will see You for who You truly are. We thank You for this mercy, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
316, 316 in your handbook, or Sacred Hand, Now Wounded. Please let's all rise. 316 in your handbook. Look on me with Thy favor.
For he who eats or drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Before Brother Fortis gives thanks for the bread, let us examine ourselves. Let us come before the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for this wonderful sacrifice that you have done on the cross. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we become righteousness, to have righteousness in him. We thank you because our sins are forgiven because of the sacrifice of the cross. At the foot of the cross, we bear our sins, and now we know from the east, from the west, our sins are forgiven. And we thank you, Lord. And now we want to remember the sacrifice. With Christ's death, we know there is no death to those who believe in him. Today, Good Friday, is the death of the death, because Christ has conquered death. We thank you for that. Now we have victory. As Paul says in Corinthians, we have victory over death. Oh, death, where is your victory? Because of the cross, we have victory. We are not afraid of death because Christ conquered death. And thank you for this wonderful sacrifice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Jesus, on that same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Father, we come before you with gratitude and with thanksgiving, remembering the sacrifice that your Son, Jesus Christ, willingly made for us on the cross, and shedding of his blood, which cleanses us from all sin, sin that we know about, sin that we are not aware of, and that is complete and effective. And thank you for your immense love for us that we can hardly fathom. Ask you to bring this love to our remembrance every morning as we wake, and every evening as we go to bed. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
When the darkness appears and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Let me stand, I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn.
He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Greater than our sin, let's all rise. 3:44.
Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.